Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
President Obama answered questions from reporters today, refused to comment directly on Donald Trump becoming the presumptive Republican nominee.
He hinted at him pretty strongly.
Yes.
He was calling him out in another way.
But he said that Trump being the standard bearer of the GOP, voters and the media need to examine his policy positions and statements carefully before going forward.
I just want to emphasize the degree to which we are in serious times, and this is a really serious job. This is not entertainment. This is not a reality show. This is a contest for the presidency of the United States. And what that means is that every candidate, every nominee, needs to be subject to exacting standards and genuine scrutiny.
I got to say this about the president. This is one, I think, one of his weaker points is that he does like to engage himself in things, in all things. Now, mostly, you know, in the history of the presidency, presidents tend to stay out of the election that unseats them after a term limit, right?
Sure, you do see that.
And this is if he is going to inject himself into this, he does it at the peril of his own party. Because even though he's got the highest approval ratings he's had in a very long time, I think just today the number came out, 51% approval rating.
Well, he injected himself into a state Senate primary here in Illinois.
That's true. Yes, he did.
And that's not typically done either, and he felt strongly about it, so you either love that or don't love it, whatever. But don't you think at some point he has to come out and stump for the Democratic nominee, right? Hillary, presumably, or potentially Bernie Sanders, if that happens.
Yeah, I would keep my powder dry because I think he's a rallying cry for the Trump voters, you know? And I think that, you know, him coming out and criticizing Trump, I mean, that gives Trump an ability to go out and criticize him.
Right, and then turn it around.
Right, turn it around. And then,
which can make it very dangerous on how that snowballs the other way. So you get Trump ammo. It's very unusual to see a sitting president making comments.
Yes.
At this stage.
Right. It is rather unusual.
But it's Trump.
I mean, right.
That's unusual too.
That is true.
And if he asked about it every single minute of every day, of course he is, and he has been already.
Actually, let's play that, because he did talk about the Democrats too. This is kind of interesting.
I think on the Democratic side, let's let the process play itself out. You know, you mentioned the delegate math. I think everybody knows what that math is. I think Senator Sanders has done an extraordinary job raising a whole range of issues that are important to Democratic voters as well as the American people generally. And I know that at some point there's going to be a conversation between Secretary Clinton and Bernie Sanders about how we move towards the convention.
Again, you know, stay out of it. Seriously, dude, Mr. President, stay out of it. It's like, I don't think it helps.
What is he supposed to say when he's being asked about it constantly? He tried to not mention him by name, and he's been asked this in so many different ways at every press conference that he's ever giving these days, and this is a fair response.
He was asked about the now infamous Cinco de Mayo, Donald Trump, Taco Bowl tweet.
He asked about that.
Did you see Donald Trump's Taco Bowl tweet and your thoughts on it?
I have no thoughts on Mr. Trump's tweets. As a general rule, I don't pay attention to Mr. Trump's tweets. And I think that will be true, but I think for the next 6 months. So you can just file that one.
Or at least that's how he's going to go on the record, because
right.
I'm sure he knows a lot about that tweet and he has a lot of things to say about that tweet.
I'm sure a lot has been said already in the White House, just not publicly.
Don't you think?
I just imagine Michelle like texting him. Did you like all of your friends, right? Everybody,
right.
Everybody got texted that tweet yesterday.
Everybody.
It's like, oh my God, did you see this? Oh my. Oh my. Oh man. All right. Well, okay. Checking in at
number 4.
Lindsey Graham is having a rough time. The diehard conservative really, 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 really doesn't like his presumptive presidential nominee. He also doesn't like Hillary either, who is probably going to be the nominee for the Democrats, it says here. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion. So today on CNN, he, Lindsay got unplugged with Dana Bash.
Why can't you get on board with your party's nominee?
Well, it's pretty easy to say no to Hillary because I think she's the third term of Barack Obama. I just don't believe Donald Trump is a reliable conservative Republican. Good luck with Paul Ryan trying to find a conservative agenda with this guy. And I don't think he has the temperament or judgment to be commander in chief. A lot of my colleagues will vote for him enthusiastically. Some will hold their nose. I just can't go there with Donald.
And he's not alone. Jeb Bush just says he won't vote for Trump. You had Politico do and surveyed a bunch of top GOP leaders, and a lot of them are joining that particular view as well. We just either won't vote but we won't support him.
So right now, the party elders, actually, this is The Atlantic actually has this. George Bush abstains. George Bush abstains. George H.W. Bush is abstaining. I think he's been doing that for a number of years. Mitt Romney, no, will not vote. Bob Dole, undecided. Well, how can Bob Dole be undecided?
Right.
I mean, Bob Dole's 100, but he's still...
And he's not like a... I don't know. That's a strange position.
He hasn't committed to voting for Trump, but said in January that Trump would be preferable to Cruz, which just tells you something. John Boehner says yes, because they're texting buddies. Trent Lott says yes. Mm-hmm. Because Trent Lott needs a job. Tom DeLay, undecided at this moment. Dick Cheney is going to vote. Newt Gingrich is going to vote. Newt Gingrich, I think, is really lobbying to be the vice presidential candidate.
Which... He's been speaking up very favorably about Donald Trump on Fox News for quite a while now.
Jeb Bush says he'll vote for Donald Trump. Rance Priebus, the head of the Republican National Committee, says he'll vote. Paul Ryan, undecided.
Rance Priebus also said to RNC leaders, he's trying. He's trying to unify his party, so he's saying, Trump is trying. Let's get behind him because we're trying to start the never Hillary. Get behind that.
Marco Rubio says he's going, little Marco is going to vote for him.
How are you using Trump's words?
Well, I'm just trying to remind Marco Rubio that he called him that.
Guess he doesn't care.
Ted Cruz, Lion Ted, is undecided. I don't know, man. I just don't know.
You don't know what? Why they're supporting him?
Mark Kirk, he told us this. He's going to support the candidate no matter who the candidate is, and it's going to be Donald Trump. Although I don't think anybody's asked him since it became Donald Trump. Chris Christie also says yes, of course, because what is Chris Christie doing? Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, and I think Newt Gingrich seem to be on the short list for the vice president.
When Chris Christie stepped out there early on to say, I'm supporting Donald Trump.
As soon as he was out, he was with Trump.
You know why? Chris Christie loves the Taco Bowl at the Trump Tower Grill.
Is that it?
That's why.
Everyone does. It's the best one, apparently. I saw a tweet about that.
You can always see it on Chris Christie's tie if you look hard enough. All right, Top 5 of 5 continues right here on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis on 720 WGN checking in at
number 3.
Sunday night, Anthony Anderson hosts Dear Mama, a VH1 special saluting moms everywhere, including his own mother, Doris. At the show's taping in New York City earlier this week, Anderson revealed the best advice his mother ever gave him, but turned it into a joke.
Trust no one but her. And even in telling me that, I still can't trust her because my mama used to steal my money. She still steals my money. She's in my suite today. I saw her going through my my drawers, but I had my money in my safe. So she only got the small bills. The big bills were in the safe. But no, she's a baby, you know, trust nobody but me. I'm going to always have your back. And I was like, okay, mama.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Mamas do have kids' backs.
That is right. Happy Mother's Day to all the
mothers. Happy Mother's Day. And if you also want an emotional read about single moms, Sheryl Sandberg wrote something on Facebook today that a lot of people are sharing. And it brought a tear to my eye. It may to you. It just talks about, you know, appreciating the single moms in the world. Something to check out.
Checking in at
number 2.
It has been a pretty rough 2016 so far as music goes, because you've got the death of David Bowie, Billy Paul, Merle Haggard, Keith Emerson, Vanity, Maurice White, many more.
Prince.
We're getting there.
Oh. Sorry.
Death.
Sorry to interrupt. I thought we had forgotten a really important one. I just wanted to.
Yes, I know. We did not forget Prince. Prince. Death felt the need to address to the public why he's been claiming so many stars in this new Funny or Die video.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Death here. I know you guys are pissed at me for taking Prince recently. You know, I just wanted to take a second to explain myself here because I actually have a very good reason for taking these people. And that reason is I love music, okay? Death loves music just as much as the next guy. In fact, I consider myself a pretty serious collector. But for me, unfortunately, I can't just run out to the record store and, you know, buy vinyl or download stuff on iTunes or Tidal or whatever, okay? I'm Death. So the one thing I'm allowed to do is claim lives and bring them over to the other side, a.k.a. the afterworld.
Shut up!
Exactly.
Too soon.
We're not happy with it.
Too soon. You know, Funny or Die often hits it right.
This one was just, yeah. We're not ready to hear that yet.
I'm not ready to joke about the death of Prince. I'm just not ready.
No.
Just not ready.
I'd agree with that.
Why am I taking it so hard? I have no idea. But all I know is I am. All right, and finally.
Number one.
Former Mexican President Vicente Fox dining at an Italian restaurant last night and scoffed at Donald Trump's Cinco de Mayo homage, saying it's outlandish to think any restaurant with a Trump connection can serve up anything that is truly Mexican.
Mexican food at Trump Tower? That's a fake. That is not true Mexican food. He will get indigestion. So he better come to Mexico and have great enchiladas, great tacos, the real Mexican food, and I invite you a tequila, my friend. What the presidency of the United States is all about.
He seems to be extending an olive branch to Donald. Yesterday, remember he apologized and he invited him to Mexico. That seems a little bit critical again.
I want to show you the tunnel that El Chapo got away from. You could stay there for a while, if you know what I mean. I mean, Mexican food in the United States, I mean, a lot of it has been Americanized, right?
Sure, it has.
Sort of Tex-Mex and all that sort of stuff. And when you have the cuisine of Mexico in Mexico, it can be very different, and it is so damn good. It's crazy how good it is.
Well, and we have our own Chicago chef who has done wonders with Mexican flavors, right?
Right.
So Rick Bayless, fabulous.
Exactly,
and so
right,
others,
Susan Schmidt.
You go to Pilsen and you find very authentic foods.
Exactly.
So what does Vicente Fox, Mr. Former President, what about that wall?
I have a salute to Senor Trump. Not paying for that wall, Trump.
At least he left out the really nasty word he used the last time he addressed that.
I'll buy you a taco, but I'm not paying for the wall.
Pay for your own wall, he
Pay
said
for,
last
yeah,
time.
Yes, he
there
did.
There was a special word inserted.
Yes.
There.
Oh, my God.
This is really happening. Right, just
I
so
know.
You know.
Just wake me up when it's over.
It's not the mint julep.
It's isn't it weird? It's like, I feel like I'm in a dream. I feel like I'm in this dream. This did not happen. I'm going to wake up any minute now, and the Cubs are going to be in third place, heading toward fourth.
Right.
And Donald Trump will have not won the Republican primary.
But that's not happening.
No.
Not happening. To face facts.
And here's Vicente Fox and Hillary Clinton.
That's why I like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
She's an iron lady. She has a firm hand, but she also has a compassionate heart. She is diplomatic, she is experienced, and she will be a great president of this great nation.
Was this TMZ or so? Who caught up with him? TMZ? Outside a restaurant,
TMZ
right?
TMZ did get an interview with him.
It sounds like Vicente Fox had a few pops, doesn't it? Like before, you know, I want to tell you something about Hillary Clinton. First of all, her husband is a son of a bitch, but I got to tell you,
why TMZ does so well, though, because they catch people off guard and they don't have their prepared comments in front of them. And they're there and they show up and they start asking them questions that are really nice at first and really whatever, like your suit, and then boom. Suddenly, he's commenting on Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And he endorsed her, really, for president there. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I'd like to see her as president. Now, it's Trump. He's going to bring, what is it, real food? What is he talking about?